The date is August 27th, 1981, and we're in the CE building. I'm talking about old photographs with Roxy Ikawana. This first one is called Fort Point Barrow, and it says built around 1881. I showed that to Ross when he was over here alone about 3 weeks ago. And he said it looked like the weather station, but then he said no, he wasn't sure that that was exactly the same building.
If this one was taken at the time, I don't have any idea of seeing this building myself. Mm-hmm. If it has been built the way it was described in the back, it probably has been disassembled before my time.
Yeah.
That's why I cannot recall this one. In fact, I have never seen this one when I came into being. The way I have heard about some stories, probably it may have existed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has this one here would mostly look like a boat rack with a boat on top of it.
Yeah.
This is common to what I have seen, but this building here, I don't know anything about this what I have seen.
Also, they call this a Fort Point Barrow. I don't think there was ever really a fort here, was there?
Well, if somebody has built this one or have seen one like that, it could be the right name for it. But I don't know too much about this myself or have seen this one.
Then this one, this next one says it's a building erected by Brower as a shelter for shipwrecked sailors, Point Barrow, Alaska.
Does it say the year?
No.
If the saying is true, that might be something like the one that Eskimos, when I was a boy, by the elders, by the same age of my parents, they say that they were in a building, even if it's not built by Brower himself. It could have been the building already erected by some other people before that time. That I cannot tell for sure. But the story is that this looks like this end of the Browerville,
mm-hmm.
on the way this one looks, a little something like above the sandbar.
Yeah.
They claim that the crew from shipwrecks at the time, they needed shelter They have to put them somewhere. This building may have been abandoned by some former people who erected it and put it in use for that purpose. That I cannot tell for sure. But they were sheltered in some building as a group, like the sailors that needed shelter.
Yeah.
This one does not look like the old building that Brower had as a store. It's altogether different type of a structure.
And here's a series of photos from the U.S. Geological Survey. And this one says Barrow, it's number 15, says it's the Barrow shoreline on August 24th, 1924. I thought that might be the beach down in front here. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, that just looks like it. Either at the that's the way it looks like used to be when the ice was jammed in, especially at the time the year when the freighter for the Liebes Company was wrecked. That's how it
looks. Yeah, the Arctic.
The Arctic. This could have been taken right in front of the right in front here. It doesn't look like it's taken at the Bowerville, but the sandbar is much. This looks like the whale boats who just beached from hunting.
Those are whale boats?
Yeah, whale boats. And You see that canvas right alongside of that?
Yeah.
That's looks like the sail of the sail. Used for something or to shelter some goods or something.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. And this one, number 17, also just says Barrow 1924.
Same year. Yeah. someone who took the picture might have got this one right in front of this one. You see how it looks?
I see what you mean, yes.
The sandbar is kind of slanting down and looks much wider, because it's wider at the time. This one here is the old store that Brower had.
Oh, okay, that's Brower's store.
Yeah, that, not his, but when he was working for Liebes Company.
Oh.
That's the store he
had. So that's Liebe's store.
Yeah, Liebe's store, run by Brower.
Yeah.
And these are the warehouses, mm-hmm. this one here.
Okay.
That we know so well. These two warehouses, one of them is the storehouse for the coal supply, which was stored away after the unloading of the boat, of the supply boat, like Arctic, like 1924. And the other one would be stored for coal oil, kerosene, and that type of supply, and also for gasoline, the other one. And the other ones here...
On the right?
Yeah. On the right are the for the dry goods and some food stuff, like flour, sugar, things like that. And I think one other store house is hidden on the back of this one here.
In the back of the main building?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there would be another one over in here too.
Way off to the right.
Yeah, living, which is used for the living quarters at the time for some employees or for the...
Where was that located at that time?
This one here is located almost at the right spot where the Brower's Cafe is right now. This one was later on dismantled in order to make it smaller. And now it transferred to the smaller the store out of this building.
Oh, okay.
Probably back in 30s. And erect the same building at the same spot. Just tear it down completely. And then rebuild it. And you can see the building which Brower used as the cafe now.
Okay. So which direction are we looking at it?
From the north, from the west, northwest.
Okay. So we're standing on this side of it, over here on the barrel side, looking?
No, from the beach itself.
Standing from the beach.
Yeah, this is right in front here is the shoreline.
Oh, okay. So we're looking right back inland.
Yeah, inland, towards land from the shore.
I see, yeah. And is this just a walk, something to walk on, or the boards? Or?
Yeah, just the boardwalk to... wheel the heavy stuff right into these warehouses during the unloading.
For wheelbarrows?
For wheelbarrows and also for a walk for the people to carry a heavy load on their backs, like coal and a case of kerosene, two cans, put them on your shoulders so you can walk in a more solid rather than walking on the gravel, making it easier for the people who carry the load.
Yeah. Two people up on the roof.
Yeah.
Don't know what they're doing.
They were looking over the horizon.
Yeah.
At the time, they don't have any lookouts. They had to climb up on the top of the roof in order to see or find out whether it's opening out in the water or something.
Well, for the ice or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Or when there is no ice, to look for some boats that would be coming in from the eastward.
Mm-hmm. I see. Number 18, same thing, barrel 1924.
Yeah, this is what I just made some comments about the ones which are not visible in the other picture.
Over off to the right?
Yeah, over off to the
right. Places
where
they lived and things.
Yeah, this one here is living quarters for some employees.
The white one on the left.
Yeah. And this one here is the ice cellar for the...
The little one in the middle.
Yeah, for the employees like Brow's ice cellar. And this was his wife's living quarters.
Oh.
Brower's home
okay.
for his wife and family. This smaller one that I cannot make her real.
Oh, way in back on the right.
Yeah. This one here is part of the warehouse that we did see.
Oh, in the other picture.
Yeah.
Is this house of Brower's, is that the one that's still standing over there in Browerville?
Yeah, somewhere over there. They have moved it.
Yeah, somebody pointed it out to me.
Yeah.
It's Brower's old house.
Where this is where he raised his family.
This one, number 19, is also the same barrel, 1924, but it's not very clear.
No, it's not very clear. It might be at the same spot or something. I don't know for sure. What about these buildings over here? Are they, looks like the one like this one from the front here?
Oh, well, could be. I can't tell because it's just not, it's not clear enough.
No, I cannot make them.
Yeah. Either that or a white tent.
Yeah. No, I cannot make out where these are.
Number 20, same thing, barrel 1924.
This one is on this side.
Yeah, I think I read that's where the hospital is now.
Yeah, this is the old hospital.
Oh, okay. Before it burned.
Yeah, before it burned. The first Presbyterian hospital And this was the manse, which housed the minister.
Okay.
At the time.
That was a manse before this one. Yeah. That one burned down, didn't it?
Yeah, this one burned down before.
Okay.
I think back in 25 or so.
Oh.
That burned down. Way over yonder there, there's a little spot, some Eskimo igloo over here.
Oh, I see. On the edge of the lagoon?
Yeah, on the edge of the lagoon.
Right in the center.
Yeah, right in the center. I'm not quite sure about the white one over there, but over above, and right here over at the corner, is some Eskimo houses also.
Right there?
Yeah, right there.
Oh, okay. On the edge of the lagoon at the right.
Yeah.
There's another one. And is that one right there?
Yeah, some.
Right in the back of the
another place. One there, too.
Okay.
This could have been the house where Benjamin Nwosek's father built.
Which one?
Over this one here.
This one in back, yeah. Right in back of the manse.
Yeah.
Benjamin
Nwosek's father.
Father.
Yeah. And this other one, right over here at the corner.
On the right.
Yeah, it could have been the other Eskimo house, the building. Out of lumber. Could have been the same one that has been moved from the location that was before it was moved from the location. This might have been the Benjamin Nwosek's father's building, and the other one occupied before by Alasurak.
Alasurak?
Alasurak.
That wood frame building?
Yeah. And later moved to another location. And there could be another one, right? The one which is not visible in this picture here.
Off to the right.
Yeah. This one, the roof looks like a dome or what?
I can't tell. It's not very clear.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find, make out. This one here. It's probably the ice house right in between.
Okay, that small white oblong between the mains and the old hospital.
Yeah. This used to have a sod covering ice house. The Green Manse is built right over where this one has stood one time. This one was destroyed by fire in 1925, I think.
Oh, okay. So the one that's right out here now is still in the same place.
Yeah. But these are owned by the Presbyterian mission at the time.
Yeah.
You see that narrow sandbar right in the middle?
See where it goes here? Yeah.
Yeah. When there is the low tide, there is a creek over in here. Some would walk right across through that. Mm-hmm. When the creek is not deep enough, they would cross over here, and some would ride along over here on that bar.
Where did these, I think that was a walkway.
Yeah, that's the walkway there. Towards the school, and this one here to the church.
Okay.
To the old church.
So the walkway angling off from the man's going to the lower right corner went to the school.
Yeah.
And then the one that cuts off from it and going parallel with the bottom of the picture went over to the church.
Yeah. The old church.
Now, number 23 is also Barrow, 1924.
Yeah, that's no doubt about that. This is the tent. This one here.
Upper right center tent.
Right, this end of that sandbar, where these buildings are not quite clear enough to make out what they are. But the ones who are the other to the right, these are the tents.
These two tents, yeah.
What did you make out of this one here?
Well, it looks like a little house of some kind with a white entryway on it. And then it has, you can hardly see the roof because it's almost the same color as the tundra.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a roof coming right along here, and there's a little window there. And then the entryway is painted white, so that's what stands out.
No, I can't make out on that building for sure. In fact, it was a small house. And about this one here, I cannot make out what, cannot recall what this one is. Right on the right side of this black house there, that building.
Mm.
What is that?
Something coming up here?
Yeah.
In here? I can't tell.
Is that the board or what?
Maybe it's a board walkway. It's off, it's really straight though.
Yeah. That square one there.
That looks like a big white box. Too big for a box, though.
I don't know. It may have been the old building that has stood there. I'm not quite sure about that. The old building that used to stood there belonged to the mission.
So is that on the other side of the lagoon?
This side of it.
It's on this side?
On the other side of the lagoon, beyond the Browerville, this does not look like the way I see it at the time. Are the boards upright or what?
On this?
Yeah.
I can't see them. On the walk?
On the wall.
Right here?
Yeah.
No, I can't see them. It's not clear enough.
This small building here could be the old house. Do you see this entry extending from the entry of this way or this way?
Looks to me like it extends to the right.
What about to the left?
I can't see over there. I know there's a roof. I can't tell how far it goes. It's the same color as the sand.
Yeah, this might be the same the one structure there. This is just the entry on the side.
Oh.
The way it looks.
Yeah.
And this one here could be the warehouse belonging to the occupants of this house.
Okay.
Ramajan Amutekarov could have this one here.
This house on the left, yeah, or the entryway.
Yeah.
Amutekarov.
Yeah.
Okay.
His adopted son lives here, who is a little older than myself. And they had the warehouse right on this one here. This might be it.
Okay. You can see about half of it, I guess,
yeah,
there on the left.
Uh, And this one here, I don't know about. Probably the old house. Which no one ever lives in it, but as used as the store house for the mission.
And oh, later the black
it might,
one.
Yeah, later it might have been moved from this location. That's the way it looks to me now.
Mm-hmm. There's something missing here. Let's see, we did 23. Yeah, 24. Also barrel 1924.
Now we see.
That's almost the same as the other one, except it's
yeah.
So we can see the church.
This is the church.
And this one, yeah.
The walks and the houses back over here. You see that, this old building here?
Just to the right of the mains.
Yeah.
That sort of dark gray building, yeah.
Yeah. It looks like that this one has been moved over in here somewhere.
Over across the street from the church,
yeah.
Now. Is it still out there, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. It has been moved from here. It's a green building now. The old warehouse for the mission. And I understand it was almost given to Cora Tilk. You know Cora Tilk?
No.
She's living at the 29th unit, I think, where the elderly people or some are renting that place there. And she was hollering for the house at the time, and the Shessin may have sold it to her for $1, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's too much use for it. They don't have too much use for it, so they just almost give it to her. And I have seen it in different locations. We can point that somewhere right in front of where Harry and Minnie Norton lived right in front of it. It's there.
Oh, okay. Go see if we can find it.
Yeah, I can locate it.
Okay.
And some of these houses back here, you...
This one, I think, was the same one you mentioned before. Was the wood frame house that a particular man lived in. Then there's another one over here that was not in the other picture here.
This is
to the right of it.
Dome?
I can't see the top on that. It's, those in back are not very clear.
I think it might be.
Right on the edge of the lagoon.
Yeah. This has been... the house of Bob Optic.
Okay.
The one I mentioned to you earlier, when we go towards the camp, right on that creek, where the people has lived in it, the ones that I described as castaways. And here it was. Bob Ockbit bought it from Liebes company, especially from Brower store. He sold it to him and disassembled it, and tore it apart, and moved it into here and rebuilt it.
Okay, he moved it from out by Narl.
Yeah.
He moved it back in here on the lagoon,
yeah,
in back of the church,
mm-hmm,
and rebuilt it.
Yeah.
And that's the one you said before, that it's still standing out,
yeah,
there,
right? In different location.
Oh, it's been moved again from here.
Yeah. All these houses has been moved into new locations.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You see what happened. There was a wireless operator who first lived in my old house before I bought it from Brower. And when they are beginning to build a new house, they needed land to build it. So he wanted this part here for the wireless station, and almost kind of forced these Eskimos to move out.
That part over by, you mean over in Browerville?
No.
Or
over in here. Where the
right along the edge of the lagoon.
Where the hospital,
okay,
is right now.
The wireless operator wanted that property.
Wanted that property.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of forced the occupants of those houses to move out.
Mm.
He told them that he can move them free and give them each house $50. That's all they get for moving them out. So one of them is still over here. You can see that right by Joe Sawayo's house.
Oh, okay. This one?
Yeah. This might be it.
That, you said Bob Ockbit?
Yeah.
Is that, was his wife named Salome?
Yeah.
So that's, Danny Woods and Walter Ockbit Sr.'s father, parents.
Nellie Sawayuma's father. And she inherited that house. And it's still outside of their house.
Yeah. Right there by Joe and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have seen it.
Well, probably. I didn't realize I was looking at it.
Yeah, I can point it to you if we
go
by.
Yeah. All right, then the next one.
There's the old church, the way it stood after it is remodeled.
Did it ever burn?
No.
No, we just remodeled it.
It's just been remodeled.
Oh.
About half of it, almost half of it, was bronze. And they put addition to it from this side.
On the right side.
Yeah, and put this tower included.
The central tower was a new one.
Yeah. The old one is the shorter one, shorter tower.
I see. I guess they've taken that old one off now, haven't they?
Yeah, they take the both towers off in order to build this new church building.
Is any of this church building part of this old one, or did they completely rebuild it?
Yeah. No. This one here has just been taken out. Well, this one is still standing.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's gone.
No.
They take it out. Somebody says there's some safety people think that it's more dangerous than useful. So we took it out, and now the new one is built in place of it.
Oh yes, this roof here, would that be part of the school?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the top of the roof, one corner of the old school building. That's where I go to school. So, when I was 6 years old, I go to school for the first time in this one. Just the top corner of that is visible now. And that one burned down in 28.
Do you know what year this man's, the first man's burnt down?
Burned down? I don't know when it was built. I think it was when Dr. Morris was the missionary, it was built. And it was burned in 25.
These others here are from Point Hope. Ah, yes, this one, number 29. This says, it's a herd of reindeer near Barrow.